5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 7 nights for hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Yeagan, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of 79th in Hollis. We are live at Soldier Field. It is your boy Flores and my brother Scott. We're in one of the suites. We finally got the veteran idea to why are we sitting in the press box being quiet when we can talk actually in the press box to the Soldier Field. Bears lose 28-19 to the team up north. I'm going to call them that as well as I'm going to call the other team up north. It's
an annoying ass loss. That's what it is. It's another annoying loss because they keep losing to the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. And what was the most annoying thing about this game is they had it won. How many Bears-Packers games have we seen over the Aaron Rodgers era? Well, number one, it was a close game in the fourth quarter. That, like, never happens. Two, well, Aaron Rodgers playing pretty tough. He did not have a good game today.
No. I heard him say, what'd he say?
He can go on a press conference and talk shit and say, oh, I'm sure everybody in Soldier Field was happy when it was 19-10 heading into fourth quarter, because so was I. But when you've beaten somebody as many times you can say over the last 16 years, you can say what you want.
He was even that, though, it was lame because you didn't do that. You weren't the one contributing to that. You didn't go crazy. Your two biggest touchdowns were a run by Dylan and a jet sweep by Christian Watson. You did none of that.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, on that touchdown, I think it may have been Watson.
It
was Watson. No, I thought it was Lazard.
No, it was Watson. Oh, the first one was Lazard. The one that put the nail in the coffin was Watson.
Oh, no, to Lazard. It's a good play. And I think it's okay for us to give respect where it's due. That's a good play. But outside of that, what did you do? You threw a whole bunch of bombs that were not complete. But, of course, this is what the losers say when we lost.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't really beat us like that, though. Of course. Like, when you lose a fight, it's like, oh, well, you punched me a few times, but I got back up. I ate them. I was watching, if you're a USC fan, Kevin Holland versus Wonderboy Thompson. If I was Kevin Holland, y'all ate those kicks. You still got kicked, though. And it's still going to count as a point.
I ate some shits with Scooby Snacks, in the words of the illustrious Killer Cam. But there's my thing. I was really angered after this game. I know all this whole season, Bears fans are talking tank. And yes, rightfully so, we should be. Need to be thinking long-term of the franchise and trying to take advantage of one of these QB-needy teams. That's 100% what we want to do. And from that perspective, I'm sure in April when we're sitting in Barbecue City in Kansas City, we're not going to give a damn about this. We're like, man, we can go up here and we can finesse one of these QB-needy teams. The Lions won again. Today, so they're gonna need
that. They beat the crap out of the Jags.
One thing in the tank wars that Bears fans need to look at, they need the Broncos to win one more game. Broncos almost won today. They should have won today with Lamar Jackson being out.
3-9.
Yeah, 3-9. So, but let's think, we finished with the same record because the strength of schedule, they get the second pick, we get the third. Mm. So, we need them to win one more game. Thankfully for us, next week, they go to SoFi Stadium and play a Los Angeles Rams team that will have no Matthew Stafford, that will have no Cooper Kupp, there will be no Aaron Donald, and there will be no Fraud Allen Robinson. So that will be an opportunity for them to win the game. So either way, even if the Bears finish at 3, you can still finesse one of these teams. There's no guarantee that the first two picks are going to be Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. And even this, who's the other quarterback who's starting to mysteriously be talked about now?
I think it's Kentucky's quarterback.
Yeah. So – to me, if you land in the top 3, trade the pick. If you're 4 or 5, go best player available, which we all know is going to be Jalen Carter from the Georgia Bulldogs. I still wouldn't be – I wouldn't have a problem with Will Anderson Jr., even though my brother here doesn't like small defensive ends, which I understand. But back to this game. I understand everybody talking about the tank wars and things like that. Keep your eyes on the prize. I'm just tired of losing to these motherfuckers. I'm tired of losing to the Packers. I'm tired of it. You know, the whole thing that comes with it. It's been – if you are a Bears fan who are born after 1988, if you were born 88 or after –
Will Levis, I found him.
Will Levis, yeah. If you were born in 1988 and after, you know nothing about the Bears' dominance over the Packers. All we know is pain. Outside of that little, 4-year span, during the 11 years, we would kick the shit out of them. They've been losing to them the whole time, especially in the Aaron Rodgers era. What made this one so annoying? You had them there. Yep. Now, you know, there's multiple ways we can talk about this. Three things I really want to talk about this game. Number one is Justin Fields. Justin, I think he looks fine. He was in the press conference cracking jokes. Usually Justin's pissed. Justin looked like he was in a good mood. So, you know, injury-wise, he's fine. He said he looked aggravated just a little bit, but he's fine. He had no shots because real men don't take shots. And, you know, passing-wise, he said he was most comfortable. He felt passing the football since he's been a Bear Pelt. That's how I felt, too. We saw 3 big deep balls that kind of reminded me of him being back at Ohio State, which is good. And from the pocket, for all these people out there, he's learning how to throw from the pocket. Threw from the pocket very well today. I think it was only, one design run. There was a couple other runs.
Only 6 carries today.
Only 6 carries today. But most of them were just, you know, scrambling.
Even on that run, that was the RPO. It was a run pass option. That's why you saw him holding his hand with the ball right here.
Yep.
Running like this, which is the prototypical I'm about to throw.
Yeah.
But then he realized, okay, I have a end or it may have been a linebacker who bites. And I'm going to juke him out of his socks and I'm going to get a first down.
Yeah.
It turned out to be touchdown. And on that run, he was slow.
Yeah, he said in the press conference he was slow, which I wanted to laugh at.
I asked that question because he said it 2 weeks ago, you know, my legs feel heavy. So I feel today, he's like, I felt slow.
Yeah.
He looked slow.
Yeah.
But his slow is 20 miles per hour.
But here's the thing, too. Like, with the interceptions, and I know we're going to get a lot of talk pieces from out there. And that's something I think Bears fans have to deal with. Me, too, because I protect Justin like he's my nephew. The first pick, I don't want to say they threw EQ under the bus, but they kind of threw EQ under the bus in the press conference. You know, Justin and Flus was like, yo, you got to come get that ball. What was one thing we've seen over the last couple weeks from Bears fans, media members, we've been saying, Justin's got to throw the confidence throws. You know, what's the word I'm looking for?
anticipatory timing.
Yeah, the anticipatory timing.
It's like
throws.
I was watching Trevor Lawrence today. If you look at his stat sheet, I want to say he was 17 for 31, 179 yards, 1 touchdown. However, his rating was 82. Justin's was like a 78. 2 interceptions. What is that letting you know? That means Justin was taking more shots. Justin was taking more anticipatory throws, more riskier throws, and that's why it wasn't, even on 2 interceptions, it wasn't sunk.
I want to see how many yards he had.
254.
254.
20 of 25, 254. He had 2 bad passes outside the interceptions to Claypool that were all like bubble screen or wide receiver screens that just weren't there. The interception to Equanimeous has to come back to the ball. I don't think that's a shocker.
Yeah.
And then the one to Rasul Douglas picked off. I know Justin wanted to make a play because it's a garbage time.
That's a garbage time pick, man.
That being – yeah, because you'd have to get the touchdown, get the 2-point conversion, get the ball back.
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Then score again.
But even – it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. It's not
but even in that – even in that specific situation, I still want to see him throw with intelligence and say, that's not there. I'm going to run the ball up because we got three timeouts. I'm going to run the ball 4. You know, I have it there. I'm going to take it up there. But, of course, he also knows his shoulder is not 100%.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to take a shot. So we saw maybe 2 design QB runs, and the rest was him just doing what he does. And that's – what did we say when people say he's a running QB? No.
No, he's a passing free. I think the thing that's kind of annoying me – ain't no kind, it's very annoying me – is – he's running out of necessity. He didn't even run this much in Ohio State.
No, I think he had 136 carries, was his highest. He's leapfrogged that here in the NFL.
Yeah. But there's also been like this conversation we've been seeing over the last couple weeks of, you know, the old head take. I didn't hear the broadcast last week between the Bears and the Jets because I was actually at the game. But they played a lot of the old, and I think it was Moose Johnson and I forgot the dude who was in the booth with him who was saying, you know, this is, they were really talking about the old way that quarterbacks play. Saying you're not going to win a championship with all these amount of runs that these players have. And if you look at the runs, it's getting higher and higher. Look at Josh Allen. He's doing the same thing. Look at Jalen Hurts. He's doing the same thing. And today, what you really saw, when he got protection, we got to give it to the offensive line. They played well today. When he gets protection, he's going out there making plays. He made some good plays today, and this is an injured Justin Fields. The running is out of necessity because the offensive line isn't good, because the receivers are not NFL caliber receivers. So when you have that, he has to run out of necessity. Even if you look at all of these runs, these are, you know, yeah, the design runs. A lot of this is these dudes ain't open, so I got to make something to shake. Yeah. That's really what it is. And for me and for Bears fans, stop arguing people who ain't watching the damn games. Stop arguing. They're not watching the damn games. And this is the type of stuff that's going to happen. But overall, I thought Justin played well today, especially coming off injury. I was concerned about how they were going to roll him. I'm concerned about Luke Getsy's play calling. Now, I don't know. I don't want to. I said this in our post-game video. I said this when I was watching the game. I'm not. Obviously, I believe that coaches come in, and they're trying to win games. Even in failed seasons, they're trying to win games. I don't want to say that they're out here trying to tank. But this looked like some tank play calling. What's your opinion on Luke Getsy there? It was very concerning.
Of course, there have been instances where there have been verified tanking by ownership, by executives. So we know it's not out of possibility. However, I don't want to say whether it was or whether it wasn't, because I don't know. I really don't know. It could be a situation where it's conservative play calling because you want to run with your quarterback, which you can, but you can't. This game let me know that the Bears miss Khalil Herbert tremendously.
Man.
And if the Bears were to not bring Demo back, he's a tough runner. I'm fine with a tough runner. But that explosiveness is on Khalil
Herbert. It's gone, bro.
Khalil Herbert is the explosive runner.
Yeah.
And I don't think Demo was always a tough runner. 5 or 6 tough runs, 5 or 6 yards. Khalil Herbert is, I might get you 9 on a player that's supposed to give me 2. And can he be the feature back? I wouldn't mind if they tried. But they miss him. I mean, if Khalil Herbert's in this game, I'm pretty sure Getsy would feel more confident, but that's the problem. You are the offensive coach. You saw Evans in, 2 carries? Look great. Why wasn't he giving the ball earlier? Because even if he's not good, he did good in those plays. You got to give a chance.
It's even like some of the plays. It's not even the run. I mean, the running may be mad, but it's more the plays. Like, you get a big first down pass from Justin N'Keal Harry, and then after that was a big run by who's the second running back? We just reached that. Not Ebner, the other one.
So it's Darrington Evans?
Yeah, Evans. You get a big first down run from Aaron Evans, and you run out the damn Wildcat. Like, what are you doing? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, is this something to you? And I saw a couple Bears fans on our Bears Twitter feed saying that it doesn't matter how much talent we get next year if this Getsy play call is changed. Is this something?
I want to highlight a tweet. So, Justin said the wins are coming soon. Somebody tweeted, when? You've had chance after chance, and you choked every time.
Let me see that tweet.
So, when you're talking about a season where the game is lost, this is why I do not like Bears fans. Because in a season where it's lost, you're not going to know. 3-9, season's over. It's already over. It doesn't matter if you won out, it's over. You'd be, 3-7? It's over. So, knowing that,
you said if they won out, you'd be 3-7.
Who would they be? I'm sorry.
If they won out, they'd be
7-10.
They'd be 7-10. Yeah.
7-10.
Which will plummet your draft pick.
It'll plummet your draft pick. But even still, in a young QB, he's not there yet, but he's building. Your words are chance after chance. If this has been his fourth season, like Mitchell Trubisky, where Mr. Trubisky's not it, chance after chance. But in the second season, first full starting season, chance after chance. Justin has had 4 games where he could have helped the Bears to win. One was broken down because of a pick, because of a block in the back. Another was broken down because of tip drill. One was because of a bad pick. The other one was the raw receiver ran the back route.
And there was also the Chase Claypool non-pass interference call against the Dolphins. You know, and it's in today's.
Look, when I know it's because he's a black QB. I know it because they gave Mitch.
They do that to John Madden. They gave Mitch every chance on planet Earth.
And I'm fine accepting that people are idiots, but a young QB has to find it. I mean, LeBron James in the basketball, different sport.
Oh, no, even LeBron. No, we can use LeBron. Perfect example. Remember all the missed LeBron game winners? All the missed LeBron game winners. He can't do it.
Now when it's in his hand, I'm like, oh, whoever they going to.
When LeBron has it in his hand now, is there any part of you like, oh, he's going to miss this?
No.
Well, he's missing it now because he's old. But
he's old.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in his prime. he's gonna make this. Here's the thing that really blows me. Last year, how many times did Justin have a winnable game last year and the defense choked it? We were in Pittsburgh. We were in Pittsburgh when he had that amazing drive and the defense gave up the draws. He did it against Detroit. Like this, then other times. And this, it builds confidence. No, it doesn't. No, we're not going to be sitting here a year from now. Well, hopefully the Bears are a playoff contender. And I'm not one of those. And I know the NFL is a league where you can become a championship contender right away. The Bears have so many damn holes that they're not going to be a championship contender next year. Next year, if they're a playoff contender, that's amazing. So we're sitting here a year from now, and the Bears are playing meaningful games, and they're a playoff contender. We're never like, hey, remember when he drove down the field and beat Aaron Rodgers in a pointless game in December? That type of stuff don't matter. You know what I'm saying? When it's going to matter when the game's online. If this was a season where the Bears had a chance of winning something, yes, then this will be a conversation we can have. This shit don't matter. Even if he'd have made it. Let's just say he'd have finished it and won the game. Does that change anything? No.
No.
It doesn't matter. And this is a funny game to me because I've never seen two fan bases conflicted about the result of a game. You have some Bears fans who are happy about the win, about the loss because of the tank. You have some Bears fans like myself who are pissed because it was a winnable game. You got Packer fans who just like laughing at Bears fans. You got Packer fans like, what was the point of us? Like, we shouldn't even won that game. Like, we're really truly ass. Like, so, but my question for you, do you have any concerns about Getsy's play call long term, though?
I'm always have concerns, but as of right now, he gets the benefit of the doubt because it seems he can put together plays before he gets to the opponent's 30. I mean, good plays, damn good plays. And he has a quarterback who is dynamic, electric enough to make plays when stuff breaks down. But if he doesn't have all of his pieces with him, this would be a fresh offensive line, all of your receivers, Khalil Herbert with Demo and a healthy Justin. He has no backup. And so the situation where, okay, I might have run it with Khalil Herbert for an explosive yard. Okay, it's 3rd and 2. I'm going to run with Demo for a tough game. All right, then I'm going to run a bootleg to the short side of the field, long side of the field for Justin to get a touchdown to, I don't know, Cole Kmet. If he doesn't have that, it's, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. He's a young play caller. He was a part of a conglomerate within Nathaniel Hackett, LaFleur, and himself. It's clear, offensively, he's produced one of the best offensive out of those three because Hackett does not know what he's doing because the Broncos only managed 9 points again.
That's a terrible offense.
It's a terrible team.
It's not just Hackett. Russ is...
And the Bears, I mean, the Packers aren't a good team.
Yeah.
So he still has redeemable qualities. I'm just not 100% sure if I'm ready to say that he's bad yet I'm concerned. He gets another season because I still think there's good there. Whereas Bears offensive coordinators in the past, outside of 1 year, there was not good. I like the Bears' offense this year because it lets me know what it can be. Dynamic. Justin's going to fight on people. They can run. And on top of that, offensive line played damn good.
Yeah, offensive line played damn good. My thing with
those... Man, I mean, I'm literally going right now to
Justin
stats.
Justin didn't get sacked, did he?
Justin, no team, got a sack.
Yeah, no team got a sack. I mean, to me, it's just like, yeah, I can't really say, like, it's concerning, but, like, I can't say it's concerning long term because, like I said, it's a season that don't matter. Like, I really feel like he would just, let me just see if I can run some plays from the playbook. Like, I just don't think he's going to call that type of stuff next year. He might be bad. I'm not saying I just feel like with sports, not just with the Bears, with sports fans always need to find somebody to blame. And by the way, I'm not taking Getsy off the hook. I thought he was god-awful today. This was his worst game as a play caller by far. He's a rookie play caller. You're not going to wake up one day and get Andy fucking Reid. That's not how this rolls. So you got to give him time. This whole process. Now, no Bears fans want to win. We've been watching mediocre football forever. But like Justin said today, the wins are coming. Be patient. Mm-hmm. Just got to wait a year from now. And I honestly think this is the last time we're going to see Aaron Rodgers at Soldier Field as a Green Bay Packers quarterback because I think he's either retiring or he's going to ask for a trade. I just don't see him coming back in the same mess. Now, I know that he's owed $60 million next year, but Aaron Rodgers is a guy who I don't think he really gives a damn about that.
No.
And I just can't see him staying in this mess. So I think that's the most irritating part for me as a Bears fan is we didn't get to send him off with a loss. You know, and he owns the team. He owns the team. We walked to the stadium this morning, and some dude when he's getting elevated was like, he doesn't own us anymore. And me and Joe was like,
this is the exact look.
Yeah, we did the Larry David.
Because it's okay to admit he's been killing this team. Because it's okay, because what else are you going to say?
Yeah.
Are you going to lie? You're going to lie and say, no, man, he ain't doing that? Yes, he is.
Well, he ain't won no Super Bowls since Obama. Yeah, but he won one. Yeah, he won one. At the end of the day, you gotta face the music, man. That's just really what it comes down to.
My thing is, it's like Michael Jordan, what he did to Cleveland. He beat them his entire career. There was no redemption. There was no, oh, we got him this time. No. As soon as he got into his prime, as soon as he started heading to the conference finals, you didn't beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's just that simple.
You lost every time. Every single time. In the 90s, you got nothing. You lost. But 5 years, was it 5 years later? Because LeBron came in 2003.
Oh, you talking about like in like late 90s?
Yeah, because Mike left it. Because, the Bears didn't lose.
Yeah, either. LeBron got drafted in 03, and then Cleveland started kicking the Bears' ass forever. Yeah. After that, pretty much. And so, and then they end up winning a championship. So,
and it what? But it took a whole new person in LeBron James to change that.
If you're looking
change
for...
Change the fate. What did LeBron do? Beat the crap out of the Bulls every year.
And who's all LeBron? Justin Fields. Here's the silver lining that you can look
at. I hate that you said that.
It is what it is.
I hate that you said that, brother.
It is what it is. Silver lining is this. And Packer fans know this. They can laugh it's their over. Ass off. And it's over. it's literally over.
Because, it's not unlike Ohio State and that team up north, because I'm not going to mention their name. Michigan's young. They might dominate us for quite a while. And I can't stunt. When they planted that flag, I was like, what am I supposed to do, get mad at them? A few Buckeye fans are like, y'all some lame. We ran the 2010s. That was back in the day.
Well, what the way my man, the Honorable Slim Charles once said in the greatest TV show of all time, what a Bodie told him, man, this is the old days.
Think about the old days. It's over with.
And Packer fans know this.
That's why I said, if you were Michigan, and you were a Michigan fan telling that to me, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. Who knows what happened? You may dominate us during the 2020s. I don't know. Yeah, we dominated you in the 2010s, but what does that matter now? We're not in 2019. We're not in 2002. We're not in that anymore. And so this is the future. So, it just kind of is what it is. And
what I am concerned about is Cairo Santos. This shit got to stop. We've been playing like ass for last month.
Cut off my point.
I thought you were done.
Go back to what I said. Unlike Michigan, the Packers are not in that position. They're on a downtrend. You had two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You do not have that now in Jordan Love. Right now, the top quarterbacks are C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young out of order, Bryce Young, Hendon Hooker out of Tennessee, Will Levis, maybe Duggan from TCU, though I think he comes out next year. And maybe Anderson from Florida. He's like prototypical, like 6'6", but he kind of stunk this year. And then there's my man's from Kansas State. I can't remember. But they might start looking at that position, because I don't think Jordan Love is it. But you're not like Michigan. You're
they're going to give Jordan Love a shot, though.
Of course they are.
You got to give him a shot.
On top of that, they're cheap. And you're not like the Michigan, you're the Packers, you're on a downtrend. But what are we Bears fans to do? They're right. They won. Because if we won, what would we be doing? If they were the Bears won, we'd be talking shit.
We'd be talking shit. Like, y'all, we gave put the nail in the coffin and all that. Here's my thing. This whole thing is that the tide is changing. The tide is changing with this, and we just gotta be patient. That's just really what it comes down to. Now, I know you want. Let's talk about the defense. We did talk about the defense. I think this is the best defensive.
You have people like Elijah Hicks, DHC, DeAndre Houston Carson, Jalen Jones coming in because you had Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Eddie Jackson, Kendall Vildor out.
Yeah.
And so that's an entirely different secondary.
Yeah.
They played their tails off outside of one play, which was the either was Lazard touchdown end zone when it was like 4th and 4 and Aaron Rodgers scrambled. Outside of that, they played a really good game. Deep balls, nothing. Nothing was there. The Christian Watson end around jet sweep. I'm not sure I'd blame that or I'd blame it on the linebackers. It's just they committed to the run.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing I know, the Packers love trick plays. The Packers love running plays that are aggressive when it's unexpected. So, it's nothing really much to talk about other than they did a good job. But I'm interested to see for depth-wise, is there something in there? Jack Sanborn played his tails off again. I was talking to Herb and Herb. I don't know if he's your starting middle linebacker. I don't know about that.
I don't think linebacker is a premium position anymore.
Exactly.
And I think that he's at least earned an opportunity to be the starting middle linebacker going forward next year. And if he ain't that guy, he ain't that guy. You can go out there. And this thing that, you know, everybody don't – I know a lot of people ain't talking about with the Bears cap space. You ain't got to spend it all this year. Like, you don't have to spend it all this shit and just be spending shit to be spending shit. So it can boil over, and you can, you know, okay, we got this, and we can go and look at it next year. So, to me, I loved what I saw from the defense today. I thought they were going to get ran. Me and you was both like, oh, this game going to be over by halftime. They're going to put up 40-plus points. They played a great game. For the first time all year, I do not put this loss on them. This loss, to me, is 100% on the head of Luke Getsy, 100%. Chase Claypool, how long? I know seen some Bears fans, like, we see more of him because it's a second round pick.
He's talking like 8 times.
And then they starts to get in a connection before he got hurt. But this thing, I don't think we're gonna really know what we got in Claypool until like mid next season, because
I think we'll see these final four games because Justin is forced to get
he doesn't have Mooney.
You know, he's forced to get not a chemistry with him. Cole Kmet was they were keen in on Cole Kmet, which shows how good Cole Kmet is. But you know, as of right now, he has no choice but to throw to Claypool. I like what I saw to Claypool. They're like 4 receptions, 54 yards. That fumble, I don't think it was a fumble.
It wasn't a fumble.
I don't think it ever should have been called a fumble on the field. From that coach's angle, I mean that referee umpire's angle, line judge, you gotta say that's down. Because they didn't say play confirmed, they call it stands because there wasn't enough time to overturn it. He was down. I'm not gonna call that on him. And he's a big target. I'd like to see Justin keep doing it because Justin did what you wanted today. Two trust throws. That N'Keal Harry one was definitely a trust throw. And, you know, he wound up and just showed his arm skills off. So, you know, I'm happy with the defense. I'm happy with what the offense did with what they were given.
Yeah.
Luke Getsy has a lot to answer for.
And the unfortunate part is he won't answer for it this week because we have a bye week, and Hallis Hall's closed this week. So
you know, that's really it for me.
Get off the hook.
It's,
I mean, that's all we got to say, too. I know, well, before we wrap up, I know you said you wanted to highlight a player for each week. What player?
So right now, I want us to focus. This is just brief, 30 minutes, 30 seconds. Jalin Hyatt. He is a conundrum because before Hendon Hooker got there, he was making no splash on the receptions, the receiving yards, the touchdowns. This year he's at 1,600 yards, 15 touchdowns. I have to fix my error. I think the other day I said 900. I was completely off. He had a monster season. Is he a number one receiver?
I mean, this thing to me, like, and I was asking you, because you know more college football than I do. I've been paying more attention this year because the Bears have so many damn picks. And the guy who really, like, stood out to me was Jordan Addison. Now, I don't know if any of these guys are number ones, and I do think the Bears need
that's
to find.
That's the tough part. I'm not sure I see number one definitely over any of them.
And that's not saying that they can't be a number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just saying we don't see it right now in them being a number one. But I'm
pretty sure they have to clean in here.
Yeah, they have to clean. We're wrapping this up. But that's just something that going forward we're going to see. But, you know, we're going to have, like, a spotlight player each week going forward.
A spotlight player is Jalin Hyatt.
Yeah.
If the Bears are going to select offense, is he that guy you're going to pick? Jackson Smith and Jigba is probably going to play in the Sugar Fiesta.
Is he on TCU? I don't know these dudes. Who do
he
play?
He is on the Ohio State University.
Oh, my fault.
We're about to play Georgia.
Saying Hail Marys now.
If it's a chance to show, he's the number one. It's a chance to show because right now, Super Marv. Wide receiver 88 Jr. has been the guy. So I'm looking forward to see what he can do. Jalin Hyatt, I'm not sure what bowl he will play in. Hendon, of course, is out for the season with an injury. But
who's the receiver kid from TCU who's been killing? He's like the number one ranked receiver right now.
I'm not sure. He's not the number one ranked receiver, though.
Well, I saw him on a couple of mock drafts, but, you know, whatever. But we're going to wrap this up because Clint and crew got to come in, clean up these suites in here. A lot of these motherfuckers.
I was wrong. Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, Quentin, yeah.
Johnston.
There's a lot of popcorn on the floor right now. If we weren't where we at, I would say something. But anyway, if you want to follow us on Twitter, at BarberChairScott, at FlowsAnnellini. We'll be no pod next week, obviously, because it's a bye week. I will be having a great Red Zone Sunday. Only got four more games? I mean, we got four more games left. I'll be a three. I'm not staying for the last game against Minnesota. I'll be in beautiful California by then. But, yeah, man, that's really what it is. It's a tough season, but good times on the way, man. So, you know, episode 213 of 79th and Hallis. So we'll holler at y'all in 2 weeks, man.